AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Is a deal in the works? Financially exhausted Greece is now proposing a deal with Europe's bailout fund, we're hearing. Few details at the moment. Meanwhile, on Sunday, Greeks will vote on reforms that creditors want in exchange for bailout loans. The prime minister is urging his people to vote against these reforms. And if they do, says financial expert David Buick, there'll be even more trouble.
What are they going to do for finance? Where are they going to get their money from? Maybe they've had conversations with China and Russia, but if they do that, they're going to alienate everybody around the world and virtually ostracize themselves from receiving any help or trade partnerships with anybody.
Today, Greece will miss making an almost $2 billion loan payment to the IMF. The Dow lost 350 points yesterday because of this drama. This morning, the Dow is up 52 points. Striking ferry workers have again run onto the railroad tracks leading to the Eurotunnel linking France and England. Our Laurie Hinnant reports from France that trains are not running at the moment across the channel.
Freight companies and Eurostar have suspended train services after workers have blocked the tracks and lit fires of tires on them. It's the second time that they are striking over expected job cuts. The same company that runs the ferry service that they work for also runs the Eurotunnel.
When Pope Francis comes to the U.S. in late September, he'll meet not only with President Obama, but with the homeless, immigrants, and prisoners. The Vatican's releasing the agenda for Francis's trip to the U.S. and Cuba. The Supreme Court will consider limiting the power of government employee unions to collect fees from non-members. Labor officials say this could threaten membership and weaken union clout. This is AP Radio News. Now that the Supreme Court has upheld the use of a controversial execution drug, Oklahoma and Florida are moving quickly to resume lethal injections. Our Sandy Kozel reports on the case of one death row inmate.
Florida's attorney general asked the state Supreme Court to lift the stay on the execution of Jerry Correll, who was convicted in the 1985 killing of four people in Orlando. Florida has used midazolam in 11 executions with no apparent difficulties.
A Detroit-area nurse is going to prison for life without parole after killing and dismembering her adult son. Donna Scrivo told the court she's not the mother of the year, as she put it. She says she has multiple problems. She'd originally testified in court that an armed man killed her son and kept her hostage for 5 days. She will be formally sentenced today in Macomb County Circuit Court. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.